Welcome to the Micro Meditations podcast. And this week we're talking about the Zen of Wisdom. Finding myself right now in my car waiting for my wife with my son Malcolm in the back seat. And interestingly, I don't know how long he's going to last here just sitting as we wait for my wife to come. And I started finding myself getting anxious about this, and I thought, wait a minute, the way that my mind is in this moment is going to affect how his mind is, too. So what if I just chill out for a little bit, just be okay with things as they are? If he gets upset, well, I'll just need to reassure him, and it's okay. But right now, everything seems to be all right. What does this have to do with the Zen of Wisdom? Now, the Zen of Wisdom is symbolized by the Bodhisattva Manjushri. Manjushri holds a sword, and that sword cuts through delusive thoughts. And what better place than in this moment to see through our delusive thoughts? Like, I have no idea what's going to happen next. But when Manjushri swings a sword and cuts out the delusive thoughts from my mind, it brings me into a greater awareness of what's actually happening in the present moment so that I can respond to what's actually happening as opposed to what I think is going to happen sometime in the future. Manjushri is always swinging his sword if we can connect with Manjushri, this Bodhisattva of wisdom. He's always swinging the sword, cutting through our delusive thoughts. And when we connect with Manjushri, he never fails to bring us back into the present moment, even if it's just for a moment or a second or 3 seconds, where we're opening our senses and seeing what's going on around us. Do what needs to be done right here, right now, in the Dharma. This is my teacher's teaching. And on that note, it's time to reassure my son, everything's going to be okay.